I saw Jean-Michel's live performances already on very early video VHS tapes. His gigs in Moscow, you know, projecting the visuals on the buildings, you know, where holding the Guinness Book of Records with I think something like 3.5 million visitors or something ridiculous. He was really a pioneer in many ways, and I was really inspired by that because it was in a time where, I mean, right now in the dance music industry, we know everything about LEDs, lasers, you know, the newest techniques to use for performances. But he already did that way before the technique was even possible. He used like the latest state of the art, video projection. Of course, he had the laser harp, which was something I always dreamed of using one day. And you know, I think I have most of his DVDs as well. Just, you know, using as an inspiration for my own shows and you know, to watch. I mean, his music is just something else. He was truly unique because I think if he would have been born 20 years later, he would be making trance now, I think. But having said that, I think that trance music wouldn't have sounded the same without his influence, for sure.
The first time I met Armin van Buuren was after one of my concerts in Amsterdam.
I met Jean-Michel for a concert at the Heineken Music Hall in Amsterdam. I think I knew somebody from his label and just approached him, like, and then we were invited to go to his concert for the Oxygen tour, the anniversary tour. And he wanted to meet me, which was for me a really strange moment because I didn't even know that he knew my music, and I didn't even know if he liked trance. I mean, but apparently he listened to my tracks and he knew my name. And so I met him backstage in Amsterdam at the Heineken Music Hall. Actually, I still have the sticker that I got, the press sticker on my clothing, because for me that was a special moment, and people still think it's funny that I saved that. But for me, you know, Jean-Michel was, still is a very big example of pioneering music, trying new sounds, looking for that emotion in all this electronic, all this electronic equipment. So that was the first time we met, and then we started to talk about collaboration maybe. And I was like, yeah, you know, of course I would like to do it, but I've said with many people, like, okay, collaboration, but it usually never happens because time schedules or contracts or, you know, there's no, that people aren't really willing to collaborate. But for some reason, Jean-Michel, all of a sudden, out of the blue, sent me a really rough melody idea for his next album. And I was really surprised, first of all, because he sent me something, which was really great. I liked the idea, and I started working on his idea and added my melodies and, you know, emailed it back and forth, had a lot of conversations on the phone about it. And it was really strange because I remember sitting on the couch in Moscow because I had a show there, and we were discussing the track, and I was on the phone with him for about 45 minutes. And all of a sudden I was like, wait a minute, I'm on the phone with Jean-Michel Jarre, you know, for a really long time. But he's also a human being, apparently. And he's just a really nice guy as well. So I really got to know him, and he's very sweet for his team and for the people around him, which makes it a very special person.
We immediately shared our common obsession for synthesizers and sequencers. And then we kept the contact through the years. And when I had this project in mind, it seemed that somehow trance music should be included in this journey. Trance music is one of the big movement and big genre of electronic music. And what I recognize in Armin van Buuren, he's always stayed faithful to that style. And he's probably one of the most respected figure of that genre. And when I was working in Los Angeles on the album, recording other parts of the album, he went at my house and we spent some time together. And I thought that it could be interesting to explore a little more what could be done with him.
Well, that was one of the things I said to him. I really want the track to be able to be in my sets. That for me is a rule, and that has nothing to do with Jean-Michel. But I do that with all my collaborations, because I think I deserve that to my fans. You know, my fans have gotten me to this level where I am right now, and I'm not making music purely for my fans. But I really want to make something that could please them if they would like it. And I think the bar is pretty high. You know, if they see an Armin van Buuren and Jean-Michel Jarre track, it has to be single material. But having said that, if we stay true to ourselves and we like the track, then it should be sort of self-fulfilling, I guess.
I think also that this track is conveying both of our identities. I mean, the kind of dynamic and trancy way and style of Armin, and also this kind of work on textures and melodies and sounds that actually I have as in my own pieces. And to mix them all, I mean, seem to be quite adequate. I mean, lots of people in the trance music are considering me as a kind of big brother. And it was great. I mean, visit a part of my family at the same time. I had a track in mind and I passed this track to Armin, and I was not really convinced where the track was going. It was difficult for me to place it even in the album. And then after a while I said, okay, Armin, we should really start from square one, start from fresh. And we worked together on a new track and it instantly worked. And I knew that it was the right track for the album. Also to find something that could be like a fantasy of trance. This track is not only a trance track. I think it's a real journey through melodies, through breakdowns, through up and downs. I mean, what I like in trance is the fact that it's very, the idea of trance is actually to set up soundscapes for people and to sharing soundscapes on festivals and with kind of dynamic and kind of energy. And Stardust came quite quickly as a title as well. This kind of mixture of space meeting Burning Man, something like that. We finalized the mix in Paris. Wanted to compose a piece of music, when you start listening to it, you don't know where you're going. And for me, it was quite important to set up a kind of mood, quite ethereal and quite mysterious, by using VCS3s and lots of analog effects, and to write almost an intro on its own, which could be a real part one on introduction to the beat and to the more dynamic part of the track. I wanted also to create this kind of soundscape, like sun rising. I always considered trance being an ideal style of music to be played at sunset or at sunrise. So I would say that the beginning of the piece could be considered as a kind of sunrise, and the rest of it could be at sunset.